Hello, Desert Vista High School. Tuesday Big Band. This is Tim Kaufman from DePaul University from Chicago. Looking forward to hearing you guys. The guitar is really loud. Chink, chink, chink. And so is the bass. You guys also have to remember that you can bury the band. You can put it, Spinal Tap reference, put it on 11. Yeah, classic. That's such a simple arrangement, yet so great. You guys have a powerful band. I think some of the time, you know, it can be so hard to tell on stage.
Thank you so much. Yeah, very Count Basie at its best.
But the guitar amp and the bass amp are pretty darn loud when you guys get to the fortissimo part. Trombones, you sound great and sounded beautiful on the your little soli. You guys are all playing, it looks like, large bore classical trombones, and that's kind of how it sounded. So I'm planting the idea in your head. If one or two of you guys get like a regular jazz trombone, like the ones they have out, a couple of the ones they have out front here on display, it would make a big difference. That's easy for me to spend your money, of course. But, you know, even finding a used jazz trombone can be kind of expensive. So subdivide your eighth notes, da da, two and three and four and.
Thank you.
All right, the sound and power of the Sam Kenton Orchestra. Nice soprano sound. The solo sounds good between the trumpet and the soprano. It's a little out of tune. That's the kind of thing you guys show up to rehearsal 15 minutes before or stay 15 minutes after and just play it through it. You try to really get the tuning going. Such a great tune, such an iconic thing by Freddie Hubbard. I've always found this to be really hard to play and hard to explain to a rhythm section, like, what do you actually do on this to make it interesting? Then do you go into double time at some point? Bum, 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 you know, drummer.
because to really try to double time it as a soloist is really difficult. Double time. Thank you. right, you got a powerhouse band here. I suspect your concert band sounds really great. You got a big full sound, you know, good fundamental playing with the brass section and the and with the saxophone section too. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been repeating myself all day, and I'm brain dead after 3 days of doing this. Forgive me if I'm repeating myself. Yeah, so, you know, the main goal here is to get better doing this. So one of the obvious things you can do and easiest things you can do, you know, is just take some time and do a lot of listening to this music, you know. What does a great big band sound like? What does a great rhythm section in a big band sound like? A great saxophone section, trumpet section, trombone section, lead trumpet, lead trombone, lead alto. What does a great sax solo sound like? What does a great solo sound like within a big band? How do you comp for it? How do you comp on red clay? That's what I was saying before. That's really difficult. You know, what do you do on that? How do you change things up if you have, like, four soloists and they're taking long solos? How do you make it interesting for them and for the audience? What do you do to change the color, the timbre, the, you know, the timbres, all that kind of stuff, the feel? You went into a double time thing on the guitar. That was cool. That, to me, that's a really hard one to play, and it's kind of a diatonic short solo section. What is it, C minor to 2-5 to A flat to G, G7 altered to C minor? I mean, you can kind of play around C minor pentatonic scale or a C blues scale and sort of make that work, but it's really a hard groove to make work and hard to blow over. So anyway, my point is check out lots of different versions of red clay, figure out what's going on, and, you know, try some different things out. All the things you are, such a one of the most commonly called standards you'll ever play, and that's the powerhouse Stan Kenton version. And then that old Black Magic, of course, the Basie band, Billy May. No improvisation on that, but, you know, just I like to call meat and potatoes swinging. Boo, a bump, bump, bump. Anyway, you guys sound great. You have great, great potential. I would try to do some more with the improvisation. Try to get some tunes that are more conducive for improvising, and, you know, let the students have at it. These kids play great, and I think they can handle it. So form some combos. Get that going, get some tunes going, and some performances. Maybe you're already doing that. And then, you know, within that, you're learning some theory, chord scale relationships. You know, you see a chord, what notes can you play on that chord? And then when you listen to, you know, great small group jazz recordings, or big band recordings for that matter, check out the soloists and try to, you know, steal licks, vocabulary, we call it language, from the soloists, and then put it into your own playing. You can transcribe whole long solos or just little bits and pieces, which is fine too. So, but that's all part of it, doing a lot of listening and making the music your own. You know, you don't have to have an assignment from your teacher to, you know, to do that. You can just do it yourselves. Anyway, enjoyed your band very much. It's very strong, very powerful. Congratulations on a great performance. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.